name, Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't know how you predicted it, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through. Hey, buddy, what's up? Hey, man, what's going on in 2050?
Nothing much. Doing a little prison time.
You're in prison?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do, man?
I didn't do anything. I'm being detained. They don't have to charge you with anything.
That's totally unconstitutional, man. Aren't you pissed?
No, man. I'm just doing my civic duty. The prison system got so huge, got to be such a big part of the economy, that everyone has to pitch in and support it. It's pretty much all that's left as far as, you know, employment goes.
What?
You know, you work the farm, do the laundry, be a guard, work as prosecutor, warden. Now it's just my turn to be a prisoner.
So you just get called up to go to prison? It's like jury duty or something?
No. Cops come by and cuff you and drag you down there. It's usually someone you know, a neighbor. They're just doing their cop shift. I did mine last week.
Cop? We were a cop? Am I a good cop?
Did you see the movie Bad Lieutenant?
Yeah.
Bit of a loose cannon, my friend.
Oh.
I pulled my badge and my blaster way before my shift is over.
I knew if I was ever given a gun and a little power, I'd turn into an a-hole. Wait, did you also say we were a prosecutor?
Yeah, and a defender. Everybody takes turns working in every part of the legal system, get it? It's more fair that way. And, you know, all the best universities have moved to prisons. I've applied to Harvard Leavenworth. I want to go back to prison school so I can be a judge. Of course, my safety prison school is Cal State Long Beach.
Whoa, what's that? What's going on?
I'm in line to be tortured.
Tortured? Come on, we've still got torture?
Hard habit to break, dude. It gets results. Besides, after we dumped the Geneva Convention, the whole world started whining like babies. So rather than give up torture, now everybody gets tortured. It's kind of a way to say to the world, we can dish it out, and we can also take it.
God!
It sucks, but it's fair.
You know how I am. I can't take physical pain. What are they going to do to us?
Well, you know, it's up to Joe Rogan, really.
Joe Rogan? The host of Fear Factor?
Yeah, but now he's the host of Torture Night Live. It's like this show the whole world watches. So the torture has to be kind of funny and interesting.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're going to be tortured by Joe Rogan, and he's not even doing stand-up. What do you think he'll do?
I don't know. It's hard to say, really. Probably put on a puppet show making fun of my God. Maybe some half-drowning. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to eat a bag of crickets. Plus, I'll be nude. The audience loves that.
That is barbaric, man.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, after I'm tortured, I'm going to a nice dinner, and I'm thinking about treating myself to a shopping spree.
In prison?
Uh-huh.
How does that work?
Well, dude, the private sector saw all these inmates and said, hey, why aren't we in there? So I'm going to probably go to Red Lobster tonight and eat me some shrimps, and then maybe go to Banana Republic before lockdown.
Wait. So the prisons have shops and restaurants?
And churches and stadiums.
Stadiums?
Yeah, well, they figured since most of the athletes wind up here anyways, why not move all the leagues inside? NFL, baseball, hockey, a lot of hockey.
All right, wait, so from what you're saying, the U.S. in 2050 is just one big prison?
Always was, Mark. Always was. Well, here goes nothing. Ow, Jesus, Joe, come on, man.
Sorry, Riders are tired. Focus group like
I gotta go, dude. I'll talk to you later.
Wait, aren't you going to warn me about something?
Isn't this enough?
Yeah, I guess I should be really cool with Joe Rogan from now on, huh?
Couldn't hurt. See ya, buddy.
Later.
Wow.
Yeah, things are going. Wow. It keeps getting weirder in the future, doesn't it?
Yeah.